Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. I'm so excited for our first business meeting in a long, long time. So, you know, we give God praise on today. I'm just going to read a scripture and pray. Prayer is always in order, especially when you have a business meeting. So I'm going to just read a scripture real quick here. I guess I can take my time. Psalms 84. How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altar, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also fill the pool. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, I shield and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I have just read you from Psalms 84, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just come asking you now to bind up every strong man, bind the strong man from our lives in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to bind the strong man from everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover under the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I ask you to bless this business meeting, God. I ask you to just keep it covered under the blood. Lord, I ask you to just give us ways and means and winning inventions and everything that we need to know it, what you want us to do. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Amen. Amen, everyone. We just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast, but this is just for our meeting. And I thank God on today. I know, you know, we have some things going on, and we're asking for prayer for Prophetess Martin and the baby, the Martin family. And we're just asking for prayer for everyone. So we want to keep that going, that prayer chain going on today, because the devil is a lie. He's alive in the name of Jesus. So I ain't backing down. I'm standing on the word of God. I done put it up under my feet and stood right on top of it. So I ain't worried about nothing, nothing. Healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, of her testimony. So tonight, I have so many things. I just don't know really where to begin, but we have so many programs and outreaches, programs that we need to be thinking about and trying to get some people in these positions and things like that. This is our first business meeting in a long, long time. So, but it's not the first one. So, but we have, I've God just been through so much in my lap. And I'm so grateful. We have the prayer room ministry. We have the life support ministry and the End Time Men and Women of War Global ministry. And we have just ministries of outreach, the outreach ministries. I have one in the sight of God. That's our marriage ministry that we got to get that in place. And we have one that we got to get somebody to do that. And then we have one, the Watchman's Group. And that's what it's like helping the people that's called to it, like a five-fold ministry. And, you know, they need to know things. They need to be learning things, but a lot of them should know. Some of them, most of them should know, but we need to make sure they know. You know, we need to make sure they know. Then I've been praying about this prison ministry. The name of, I would name it, is Reach Out. It's a prison ministry, and then you can go to Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and 14, for out of prison he came to reign. He coming to reign. You know, it's geared toward providing biblical information to help strengthen the inmates. And so, you know, we can contact them and send them Bibles and send them stuff, whatever the prisons will let us send them. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a Christian counseling. You know, biblically counseling. So I have, and this is just a little of it. It's just a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of it. We got so much going on. We really do. And then we have like youth ministry, the seniors ministry, computer ministry, literacy program. You know, and the Feed the Children foundation program. We just got a lot. So then about the television program, the television network, and the streaming live for Facebook, Instagram. I'm even going to be on Skype. That's what we want to do, all of those, Periscope. And all of that stuff is just about ready. The young man should be finished with our letterhead tomorrow and the card, business card. And the website won't be finished till the second week in March, in the second week in March. Does anyone have any questions or any comments about anything? So, the we just got work to do. I got so much. My debt is piled up. It's piled up. We have a men's ministry and a women's ministry, along with the youth ministry and stuff. We have a lot to do. I have so much to do. I'm going to have to, you know, call in some more people, get some more people to help, because God has given me vision for this stuff, and he's given me a lot of stuff for it. So I'm going to call in some help, because I want some of the stuff there, and I want some of it here. So I was calling a business meeting for that, and I know Prophet Morton and Minister Morton, they couldn't attend tonight, but I was hoping everybody else could attend, but they didn't. And it's okay, because some people have churches, you know, it's already a church home, and they don't, you know, and I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to force anybody. I'm not going to push anybody, but I'm going to start asking people to help and be a part, because after a while, it's going to be where, you know, funds and stuff going to come, grants and stuff going to come, and God's going to bless this ministry. We have the End Time Men and Women of War, Global Ministry Life Support, Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry. And they are going to prosper. They are going to do what God called them to do. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I don't want to keep you all on here too long. I have so much to talk about, but I don't want to sit up and just be the only one talking, because that's how it is most of the time. I don't want to be there. This is a business meeting, and we all should be talking and trying to see who want to do what, or how can you help, how can I help. This is what this business meeting is for. You know, that's why I called for it, but I think there will be more people.
Good evening, Apostle.
You know. Good evening, sweetheart.
Whatever you need me to do, I will do it. I know I was interested in the prayer room because I love to pray, but you know, it's something that we pray about, or but you just let me know. But I'm open to whatever you ask me to do.
Well, if you're interested in it, I want you to do what you interested in want to do. You know what I'm saying? Cause you will do it better. But I got so many other things too. You know what I'm saying? I got
strength.
Yeah, in the sight of God. That's the name of it. In the sight of God. And I think it would be good. We have singles ministry. You know, just, and then we're going to have a companion ministry for, like, people in the nursing homes and different things. All of these things has to happen. We need to visit the sick in the nursing home, or we need to send stuff to them. You know, we can't get to them, but we can always send stuff. And I'm going to start back, you know, getting this food and stuff out and passing food out and cooking it if I have to for older people, because they can't get that stuff themselves like I used to do. So, I got to get so much of it. But this month, most of March, I'll be working on it. Most of March. That's my goal. I got the e-cam. I got that all taken care of. It's just waiting on me to go on. I got... And once he finished, he gonna connect all of our stuff to all social media. So when we do get ready to go on, it'll be on. You know, we can just go on there. I'm already up there. So the website will be up. He said I had to pay GoDaddy or somebody. everyone or whatever. I don't mind doing that just so that our web page can stay on and it can be right, you know. And I want to make sure that, you know, to tell him everything. I gave him a mission statement, a vision statement, and he created the apostle seal. So it was good. I really liked it. He did a good job on that. So that'll be on our letterhead and everything else we do, you know, our seal for the ministry. Because it has the initials of the church. It just didn't have a prayer room, and I'm not gonna worry about it. I'll get another one made with, you know, friends.
Oh, friends.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just getting home from work. I'm a little tired, but I hear you talking. But where is the tithes and everything, you know, because I know you're going to need finances. So where do we send our tithes and how do we go about doing that, you know what I'm saying?
It's a cash app. It's a cash app. I thought I'd send it to everybody. I didn't send it to you.
I don't think you have, but, you know, Lala's probably
hooked
me up with that, so. Because I know we're going to need finances and everything, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, we're going to need it. I'm just trying to, you know, hold everything down right now. But, and after a while, grants and stuff are going to be coming through because I'm going to be applying for them. And then by the end of next month, I should have my chaplain's license and certificate. I'm commissioned. They're going to commission me as a chaplain. So. That'll bring in some finances as well. You know, it's a lot of, it's so much, you know, because they'll get a chance to call me, like if it's an accident late at night and somebody not making it or whatever. I can go out and pray for them or whatever to do like that. But yeah, I call myself sending everybody the cash out. To the ministry, it goes right into the ministry's account, you know.
Okay.
So then, every month
I'm gonna start talking, like, you know, as close to the 10%. So, you know what I'm saying? Get paid, you know.
Amen.
I'll make sure I get that in there.
Amen. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Prophet Sally. I really do. And I thank God for you all. But I know you're tired. I got a lot of things going, and so. When they start coming down the line, I'm just going to start sending it to everybody. She said you all may be interested in the marriage ministry. Y'all let me know. And we'll go from there. But we have a marriage ministry and a single ministry. And thank you so much for coming on. Now, you don't have to stay on because you just got off of work. You don't have to stay on.
No, it's a business meeting, so I might as well figure it ain't too much too important for God. So, you know, it is what it is.
I know that's right. I know that's right, but I think we're gonna have business meetings for the next one will be in 2 weeks, and hopefully I've been and got invited some more people to help and join and help in the ministry. Because we're going to need it. We're going to need it. We got so much. And I'm just trying to, God is just really pushing me, easing me on. I got an executive summary. It's like a proposal for anything we need, believe me. And all the ministries have a bank account itself for the prayer room ministry. Mm-hmm. The prayer room ministry don't have one, but the other two do. So I thank God for that. And it's going to help in the long run because I'm going to start asking for donations and from different companies and stuff like that. We're going to need that. And I was going to buy one of those big buses, but I ain't got nowhere to keep them. ain't got nowhere to keep nothing like that. You know, the pick take, it's a ministry. It's a health ministry. You take people to the store and take them to the doctor or to the clinic or different things like that. It's so much. That's why I see it a seniors ministry, because they have to go to the store. They have to go to the clinic, the doctor, in different places, and don't have anyone to help them or to take them. That's a ministry. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of work to do.
Something small, you know what I'm saying? Like get an SUV or something instead of a big bus.
The reason why I was looking at it, because I could get it. And I was like, Lord, no, because it's just too big for me. It's a nice, one of them nice bus, church bus. I ain't talking about no little van. I'm talking about a nice church bus. But I was like, what am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? Everybody we passed by the house, I'm like, what's that? You know, or and what I'm, you know, I just said I would wait for it. And I talked to the people already. I will wait for it. I'm going to have to wait for it to see what we can do with it and how we can use it and stuff like that. Lord has been giving me a lot of things, but I want you all to just be in prayer about the different programs and what you would like to do. And I got many more. We're going to talk about them every week. But then I want to talk to everybody about, you know, getting in some time preaching and praying, because you will be on Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, you know, Ecamm, Skype. People are going to be live streaming and see you. So, you know, we got to be out there, even the prayer room ministries in the morning and whatever time that you pray, people are going to see that's going to be live. We want to go live streaming because we don't know when the churches and things going to happen and open back up and all of that. Mm-hmm. I got a email today where they were saying they're going to be calling me within 24 to 72 hours to schedule our appointment shop. So it'll probably be sometime in March, I'm sure. But I was glad to see that. You know, I'm praying hard and asking God to cover us and stuff like that. But, yeah, and then we'll be able to travel like we want to. Mm-hmm. Once we get both of our shots, we'll be able to travel and do some things. We still have to wear the mask, but we'll feel better about doing everything else. So, yeah, so... is there any more questions about anything, anybody? I have gonna have made to pass out different people. When you tell them about the church, you can hand them this booklet. But I want to downsize it because people ain't gonna read a lot of stuff. So I want to downsize it and take it and have it made, let it be made at FedEx somewhere. And I could mail you all some. I got some good stuff in, and I done already wrote it out and wrote it up. All I got to do is get it typed up and stuff like that. Need a church ministry secretary, I'm not going to say church, yeah, to help me, you know, but that'll come. We may have to do two or three things.
I can do that.
We got a lot to do. Okay. We'll have to do two or three things. I'm so sick of this drive.
Y'all hear my drive.
Don't say nothing.
I know them cars ain't dry already.
But, probably, anyway. Yeah. I got so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of things. So we're going to have to wear two or three hats until we get enough people to do what we need to do. So like I said, we got prison ministries. We got food bank ministry, marriage ministry. We got a
a Watchman's Group ministry, a reach out ministry. Mm-hmm. And we got a counseling ministry because people need this counseling these days. I'm telling you, we're going through so much and things happening. You know, that's all I know. I know I can do pastoral counseling, but or Christian counseling, but when it go get too much further than that, I can't do a whole lot more with other things. I you know, I can help and pray for people, but I can't counsel, especially in addictive things, because, and I ain't talking about just weed and nothing like that. I'm talking about, you know, somebody that's shooting up or something that I don't know nothing about and can't, you know, don't know how to help them. But I, you know, I want to be able to help people in counseling, you know, counseling them when they need help spiritually, because the Lord will give it to me prophetically. Mm-hmm. We have any
Apostle,
more?
I'm interested in the Watchman's Group and the Christian counseling as well.
Okay. That's good. Let me put your name down here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that would be, and I got to, and then I got to get Prophet Martin and them too when they get their back together and stuff. And I want my granddaughter, Leo, to do something, you know, because I got the children's program on Saturday, Bible class, and that's not, I love it, but I want her to be able to do something so she can stay interested in it and do her best to be in it, you know, to take hold to it, because she's only going to grow, only going to grow. Mm-hmm. And the other minister, Salo, he can be over the dance or ministry, you know, like the dance ministry. Mm-hmm. So, I'll let Providence Martin and them tell me what they like. Would like to do. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm not going to hold it. It's been a half hour, so we just got to get busy. I got, once he finished with this stuff on tomorrow, I'll know then about when the website going to be up so you all could go and look. Once all that stuff takes place, then we could go on social media live. And in my prayer room, the Lord had me to buy the scarves and stuff to go on a communion table in the pulpit. It looked real nice. So I'm going to preach. When I have to preach, I will be going live, preaching behind the podium with my robe and my hat on my head. You know, I'm going to do what God tell me to do. And I was wondering why he was having me buy this stuff. But now I can see it. I know why. Because I'm going to be in there preaching. And I thank and praise God for that. And then when you all are praying or doing whatever you guys want to do on there, you can do it. You can do it. Whether it's preaching or ministering or teaching, you can be on social media. That's what we need, so people will know who we are. They will know who Life Support is, who the end time men and women of war, who the prayer room ministry is, and then we have all of those different ministries with it. Got a lot of different ministries. I'm going to just get them started. I'm going to start calling people to be a part of Life Support in the end time ministry and see if they want to come back. Anytime I know crazy people, y'all know I'm not. I'm talking about
some people that just left, you know. And, you know, and then I'm praying that God sent some people. I'm not going to beg nobody, but I hope and pray that God will go on and send some people. That's why I say we got to start witnessing and telling other people about our ministry in church. It's Life Support Outreach Church. This is a church. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else before we close out? Yeah, so, okay, we're going to get ready to close out. Kashawn, no. I was trying to make it this late, but God know everything. So I thank and praise God. He know everything. I'm not going to, however he want to do it. So, Father, we just give you praise tonight for this business meeting on tonight. Father, and we thank you for being right in the midst, Lord. Lord, I ask you to just cover us as we prepare to wear two and three hats at one time and to help people as much as possible, Lord. I just ask that you be in the midst and touch each one of us and cover each one of us as we do this. Lord, I just ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, and I hold up Prophetess Martin tonight, God, and the baby, Lord. I ask you right now to touch and heal today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you told us on Friday that she was healed, that you was healing her, that you healed her. So I just trust your word. I thank you for it. I thank you so much for it. And Lord, we thank you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. We, in 2 weeks from today, we'll have another business meeting. Maybe we'll have more progress because I'm trying to get used to how to use the e-cam so I can have two people on my screen and we can do, you know, almost like Zoom. We can still use Zoom on it and stuff. So I'm looking at videos being trained to do that so I can get on there. Mm-hmm. And so we all can do it, you know. So God bless you all, and thank you so much for coming. I'm telling you, this week is my week, and next week and the next week, because I'm going to stay right off that TV and right into what God wants us to do. So God bless you all. I love y'all. If y'all need me, y'all call me here. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you too. Good night.
Good night.